The proposed Leith overpasses created a lot of angst for residents in the area. They said there was no consultation initially. They were given letters from the Department of State Growth saying that some properties would be compulsorily acquired, others would have parts of their property acquired. The residents have been unable to get really anything from the state government. Of course, having an election in the middle of it didn't make it any easier. Tony Downey is one of the residents I spoke to probably a month or two ago, and he's back with me again this afternoon. G'day, Tony.
G'day, Martin. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Now, the reason I've got you on today is because basically you're still running into brick walls. You've actually written to the Department of State Growth, you've written to the Minister for Infrastructure, and you're not getting anything from any of them.
No, that's correct. Going back to the beginning, you may remember on your program, after we spoke, they said that they had done a 21-point multi-criteria assessment, and you actually said, what the devil's that, or was words to that effect. And anyway, so since the beginning of this, since early March, we've been asking for a copy of this MCA, this multi-criteria assessment, and also the environmental assessment. We've had a lawyer send them letters, and there's been no response whatsoever, not even acknowledgement that we're writing to them. They don't even do that. Now, my point is, if these documents are what they base their case for an overpass on, why wouldn't they want to have them made available? Why wouldn't they want to have them public? Does it sound dodgy? It does to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, surely the residents that are going to be affected by it, you would expect that they at least be put into the loop and know what's going on.
Yeah, but they're basing all their arguments on these things, which are so flawed. I mean, that people would maybe assume that's our opinion, but we've been piling up evidence to prove that this is just absolute rubbish. And just lately, we got onto a report done by the Adelaide University in 2016, which was the traffic and road and accident thing for the government. They were commissioned by the state government to do this, and it was their roadmap for zero fatalities between 2017 and 2026. Now, we've got a copy of that, we've read it, and in that report, it refutes everything that they're talking about. Like, they said we can't put a roundabout at least, and yet that report says the best options for these sort of issues are roundabouts. They say that things on plateaus, which they mean overpasses, are not acceptable and don't work. They said speed reduction works, all these things, and this mob just don't want to listen to us. They want to spend $20-odd million on this thing that's not needed. It's just ridiculous.
You've put up some framework in your yard, which is meant to be a representation of the height of the overpass. And I've got to say, Tony, I drove past that maybe a month or so ago on my way to Forth or somewhere anyway, and I thought, geez, this is unacceptable. I mean, it's a concrete jungle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm expecting the council to come along and say, you know, you haven't got a planning permit for that. And I'll ask them if they've got a planning permit permit to destroy my life, you know.
Yeah,
but look, I invite any of your listeners, if they think we're just whinging and that sort of thing, to come to the corner of Leith Road and Russell Street and see what this monstrosity is going to do. It's not just me, Martin. It's people are losing their homes. We're being surrounded by embankments, and the worst thing of it all is they won't give us information. They won't give us. They won't even talk to us. You know, the minister, he hasn't been near us at all.
No,
I will say that Jeremy Rockcliffe came up and talked to us, and we're hoping that he will come back to us with, which I think he will come back to us with some information. But he's the only one.
Yeah. Well,
and
this
Saturday we've got Leonie Hiscott, the MLC, who's in the House of Review. Coming out to talk to the residents here too. So we're not going to give up on this fight, Martin. We're going to go all the way. I don't want to sound like a dill, but in 1967 and 68, I fought in Vietnam for our freedom and our way of life. And now I'm 75 years old, and the government's trying to take that away from me.
Yeah, so, you're up for another fight by the sound of it, Tony.
A big one.
Yeah, look, in the infrastructure minister, Michael Ferguson, I guess in his defence there's been an election and there's certain things they can't do while they're in caretaker mode, but he did come out and say during the election campaign that they would put the project on pause, even though, according to their own department, there isn't a project as such, which is a bit contradictory. I'm guessing now that things have settled down, hopefully he will be in touch with you. We can only hope so.
Well, he hasn't responded to any of our invitations. As I said, Jeremy Rockliffe did, and he listened, and we were respectful. He was respectful, and we would do the same with Michael Ferguson. But if he won't show his face, what can we do? And who knows what's going to happen? Who's going to have the portfolio next? Maybe Michael Ferguson won't have it.
Yeah.
Well, but, you know, there's at least 20... They talk about $15 million, but our engineering consultants have said, you know, they'd be lucky if they get close to that. But, they're going to spend $20 million on this thing where, let's not even say a million, would fix the problem. We've actually got letters from bus drivers that did the route that it all started over the safety issue, and they said there was no problem.
Mm.
It's making us wonder.
There was a lot of noise made about the safety issues, which prompted this proposal. But I think in the interim, the government put in the warning lights, which I think have been quite effective. I go through them a lot, and I guess you do as well, Tony. But as soon as the lights flash, you sort of it heightens your attention, doesn't it?
It does. It makes you aware. And in that report that they got the Adelaide University to do, they said lowering speed limits does not have any impact on transport in any way. So, the big farce of this all is that the three major accidents, and there has only been three, in this area, not one of them, by police or coroner's reports, are attributed to the intersections. So, one is attributed to cyclist error, one is attributed to somebody being drunk and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Another one, a fella got run over by an 18-ton milk tanker on the road. How's that got to do with an intersection?
Yeah.
And yet they keep banging on about it.
Yeah, so he was trying to cross the highway by the sound of it. You would have thought that the Department of State Growth would have done their research and would be aware of these incidents, because surely they don't just go on, if there's a few people make a bit of noise and say we need to do something about the safety. First thing you do is go back and look at the records and see, well, how safe or unsafe is it?
Yeah, well, they've admitted when they were here in my house telling me they were going to take some of my land and build this dirty, great big embankment, I asked them, you've done a traffic assessment, of course, and you've done traffic counts, and they looked stupid at each other and said, oh no. And I said, what? You're going to spend $20 million and you haven't done a traffic count or assessment? You've got to be joking. And they just... Who cares?
Sounds like it's been a dog's breakfast from the start. Tony, let's hope that now the election's over and things are settled down, we can get a resolution that everyone's going to be happy with.
Yeah, well, that's what we want, mate, and we appreciate the support. Well, I'm not going to put you on a spot, but we appreciate you giving us time on air, because it's the only way we can get heard, by going to Tassie Talks.
Yeah, no worries. Good on you, Tony. Thanks for your time, and good luck with it.
All right, Martin. Thanks, mate.